Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Weekly Anime Shuffle. Welcome to this week's episode. I'm your host, the Master Taku.
I'm Biohazard.
I am Chupa Thingy.
And the Berry.
And today we're going to talk about anime live-action movies. Now, there is one that you pretty much know about. It's called the Dragon Ball movie, in case some of you didn't know.
Dragon Ball?
Yeah, it debuted at number 8. It looks like it's going to flop.
All right, Brandon, what's its level of fail?
It's over 9,000!
how much did it make on the box office again?
Made 83,000 in Australia.
It's made more than that. It's made 155,000 the first opening weekend.
That's so
and
much
then,
better.
And then it debuted at number 14.
It was number 1 in Taiwan and number 2 in Japan.
Yeah, it's number 2 in Japan to The Watchmen, which was out 3 weeks earlier. And
it's only number 2 in Japan because fans wanted to see how bad it would truly be, probably.
Yeah, but think about it. The Watchmen is not as popular as Dragon Ball is in Japan. And that's kind of pathetic when you think about it.
Just another reason for the Japanese to hate us.
And I don't really see that much advertising behind it. Anyway, let's just quit talking about that. I kind of hate that movie anyway, in case you couldn't tell from the last episode. Anyway, first of all, breaking news would be that they're making a Full Metal Panic movie.
Hooray.
And they talked about casting Zac Efron in a starring role, fans everywhere kind of complained about it.
When you think anime, you think Zac Efron.
Yeah, they just want to put him in there just to get the High School Musical crowd.
Might as well get the whole Disney people there, like Brenda Song, I guess, yeah. Selena Gomez, and all those other
That dude with the afro.
Oh, yeah, was it Corbin Blue or whatever it is?
Well, I kind of thought that Disney was doing this, but I think this movie studio called Mandalay.
Mandalay
Pictures. They work with a bunch of other studios.
It's not going to be Lion Gate.
A bunch of major studios. No. I think they work with Lionsgate. But Zac Efron came out and said that he wasn't going to have anything to do with it, more than likely. So unless things change, I mean, this damn thing might not even get off the ground.
Good.
Let's hope not.
It could be good. It depends on who's the director.
The Dragon Ball movie could have been good, too.
Yeah, but that failed miserably.
Yeah, but we know that's bad. We can't pass judgment on this until it actually comes out.
I passed judgment on the Dragon Ball movie when the first screenshots were coming out.
Well, we started passing judgment on the story, and then when the trailers came out, we finally realized that this was going to be a piece of shit. However, we have nothing here. I remember the creator of Full Metal Panic. This is kind of a random fact. Said in an interview that he would spend like $1 billion on a live action movie if he ever got the budget.
Really?
Yeah. He thinks it'd be that awesome.
Well, think about it. They do have to make all those mechs.
So let's hope this has a high budget. Let's hope this isn't a repeat of that movie I won't name.
That other movie?
Yeah, the other movie that I won't name. and it's shot cheap. No, let's hope it has a big budget. Let's hope it has good actors that we can all enjoy. And let's hope it represents the franchise and
hoping is
a way where the guy who wrote the original novel won't come out and disown it. Yeah. Well, that's also an Akira live action movie. That's been talked about for years.
The first thing I heard about was that Leonardo DiCaprio was going to produce or direct it.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio actually has talent.
But really, still,
but really,
let's just hope he.
Chow Yun Fat had talent too, but.
Yeah, Chow Yun Fat had talent, but yeah.
He was in that other movie.
Yeah, but I have hope for this though. I think it'll at least be decent to where we won't we won't burn copies of the manga in front of the movie studio.
Pick it outside.
Well, I guess the only part that we'd need major budget for would be what around the ending where the kid goes really ginormous or whatever.
I like to see that live action.
Oh yeah,
but dude, they had a special effects to do it, so
yeah,
I'm not too worried about it. Another thing is Ghost in the Shell. Now, Steven Spielberg's going to be behind this one.
Sweet.
Then it needs to be good. There's no excuse for that one to be bad.
And Steven Spielberg is a fan of anime. I think he's also a fan of Ghost in the Shell in particular.
I'm curious about this should be to play these characters. Like Bato and Faye.
All his robot things.
But I think it'd be awesome since we actually have a fan actually working on this as opposed to...
just some random guy.
Some guy who sees a... franchise has made a ton of money and has a huge following behind it.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else?
Cowboy Bebop movie.
Oh, yes.
I was against Keanu Reeves doing it, but if you really look at him, he looks a lot like Spike.
Yeah, if he
just give him a big puffy hair.
Just let him get him to show emotion.
Let's send him to a couple of acting classes before they start filming this thing.
Yeah, get him to act like he used to when he played Ted Theodore Logan.
Oh no!
not
acting that attitude, but have that acting ability.
Yeah, you know the emotion.
Show more emotion than I am Keanu Reeves. I am acting.
I am John Constantine.
I'm gonna kill you, demon.
I am Neo.
I'm gonna destroy you, robot.
I am sad. I am happy.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm confused.
What about that Robotech thing you told me about?
Oh, Robotech. I forget who's behind it.
I played a video game.
They said that some producer from, let's see, The Dark Knight was behind it. But, you know, what the fuck does that really mean?
Yeah really. That is, he can produce a good movie. Doesn't mean he can produce a second good movie.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people use. Base the screen from the screenwriter of that really awesome
movie. This
guy
made this movie and this movie. Like, doesn't mean crap. You know, I don't care what movies he's done before.
It's like whatever movie makes a ton of money during the summer, they always try and tag somebody with it. From the soundstage guy from Iron Man Presents. Yeah. What the fuck?
From the guy that made Sin City and The Spirit, and 300, and every other slow mo movie ever created.
That's from the guy from the guy who got Frank Miller his coffee while he was drawing up the 300.
The donut guy down the street.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg's dog.
Yeah, but
he's killing this movie.
Yeah, but we're kind of getting off topic, but Robotech, I never was a real fan of Robotech.
I never actually saw it.
That's pretty good.
If you've seen Macross, that's like the uncut version of Robotech. They used a lot of stock footage from Macross to make it.
Yeah.
Of course, there's supposed to be an Afro Samurai movie coming out.
Yeah.
And Samuel L. Jackson's supposed to have a big part.
He's supposed to play the father.
He says he's going to play the father. One of the rumors was he's going to get Andre 3000 to play Afro.
I could see that.
Yeah, me too. They kind of would look the same.
Who would they get to play Ninja?
Andre.
Chris Tucker?
I guess. Maybe, yeah.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, Chris Tucker ain't doing anything lately.
Or maybe Chris Rock, or something.
Yeah.
Shit, somebody like that.
But. Yeah.
Of course, there's other rumored movies. I heard there was supposed to be a Helsing movie that was supposed to be more around Sarah's Victoria. I'm not sure what happened to that. That was just a rumor.
Yeah, there's also supposed to be an Avatar: The Last Airbender.
That's actually going to happen. It's made by James Cameron of Terminator fame.
I'm curious about
Terminator.
The first two.
All
right, good ones.
He's the mastermind behind those. All right,
great.
And he's also, speaking of James Cameron, he's doing a Battle Angel Alita movie.
All right, great.
Yeah, he's actually a fan of anime itself, and he really likes Battle Angel Alita, so it really could be good.
Nice.
So let's just keep our fingers crossed. Though. I just want a studio to actually care about the property. And not just throw pocket change at it.
Well, live action anime was supposed to be a live action Death Note American version.
I've been hearing rumors of that, and I kind of think it's going to happen because one, Americans love remaking Japanese live action horror.
See, any horror movie yep. ever two, made.
Yeah.
And two, the manga sales for Death Note have been pretty
good. Skyrocketed.
Have been pretty good, and it's on Adult Swim, so they can kind of, so they can pretty much advertise it that way.
See, I saw the Japanese live action, and it was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the American one's going to be good.
I know, I'm just saying.
They adapt Japanese horror films all the time like that, and they kind of stray away from the original script.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's good. I've been hearing Zac Efron's name in that, too, to play Light Yagami, but call me crazy, but he actually looks like the character.
Yeah, he
just don't know if he can play the crazy.
Can he be evil crazy?
Yeah. Again, the only thing I've seen him in is High School Musical.
Pretty much, and all those other stuff he's done. Well, he is doing one now, that new one for, 17 again or whatever?
I heard he was actually decent in that.
Yeah. Hmm.
So if they do put him in that...
Well, I guess if he locks Vanessa Hudgens in a closet, he could probably do a better actor. Or something clogging his mind.
Yeah.
I'd like to see an American remake of Great Teacher Onizuka live action.
Yeah.
How would that work? We'd have to find so many Asian people around this country to do that.
To say he came to America to be a great teacher.
They had to change a few names. Yeah. But I don't know how he could get past the reason why he became a high school teacher.
Yeah.
You know, to get high school girls. Yeah. I don't know how well that would sit in America.
Yeah.
They could keep the inspirational teacher type aspect to it, but
he's inspirational, all right.
They could probably change it because to date hot teachers or something.
Yes.
Well, that's why he kind of does. He falls in love with a teacher.
True.
Yeah, he does eventually, yeah. But that's not like volume 5.
Well, he likes her the first time he sees her.
Yeah, it's just he doesn't hit it off.
Hit it off with the teacher? Yeah, he did.
No, he doesn't hit it off the first time.
With the teacher, he say in the manga, he actually...
Well, they come friends, but
they're not, like, romantic.
But that's like the... That's like the besties hit it off with a woman in the manga, though.
Of course, we got the inevitable Naruto and Bleach live-action movie.
Yeah, not going to be a Bleach live-action movie. The creator is so against that. He said he wanted to make a series that couldn't be made into a live action movie.
Yeah, can you imagine a bunch of American actors just screaming out Bankai?
Bankai! Yeah, a
bunch of hollow CG stuff.
Majority of the shit will be CG.
Yeah, and then everything would have to get the blue pen and be
the only way a
Bleach
movie could be acceptable as far as effects go is if they somehow brought Jim Henson back to life and got him to do puppets for it.
Shit.
I used to be a necromancer. I can handle that. But, shit, what else?
Naruto live action movie.
Well, yeah. Naruto live action movie, that could happen.
Yeah.
Because I heard that Masashi Kishimoto really loves money.
At least he's not trying. At least he's not turning his characters into Dragon Ball Z characters.
Yeah, they all are. Like when Sasuke got the new Sharingan, he lost the curse seal, so...
Well, Ichigo just keep going Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting stronger, stronger, stronger.
He just doesn't yell.
Well, that happens in every shonen manga.
Yeah.
You know...
Almost.
Character defeats enemy, meets a new enemy that's stronger, has to get stronger, defeats enemy, wash, rinse, repeat.
Unless it's you ever see a Kenichi, the Mightiest Disciple.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh.
That was a funny anime.
Anyway,
but that's off subject. I'm just saying, though.
Anything else?
But there's a lot of movies that could actually work as live action movies. The ones that are kind of slice of life, you know, realistic.
Yeah.
Ones that don't have magical powers or any of that type of shit.
What about Basilisk? Would Basilisk be a good one?
Historical type shit with mystical elements.
There's
like
already
all
a live
time.
Action Basilisk thing in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's tons of live-action anime and manga.
I have breaking news. According to IMDb, the next Dragon Ball movie is called Dragon Ball 2 Reborn.
IMDb isn't really reliable for that type of thing. People submit stuff like that all the time.
Well, also says it's going to be a Gatchaman and Voltron live-action
movie. Okay, that's going to be a Gatchaman and Voltron live-action movie. That's another thing. Gatchaman is... I'm kind of surprised they're not basing it off Battle of the Planets.
Yeah.
Which was kind of the edited version. Actually going with Science Ninja Team.
Yeah.
Which was pretty awesome, though.
Of course, we also have that Speed Racer movie.
That suck.
Yeah.
I heard it was actually okay. Yeah. It just didn't make enough money to make its budget back. It flopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because people saw Speed Racer and just didn't really feel like seeing it.
People saw the
original show. You really don't know what's behind it all. So
yeah.
People saw the CG race scenes and kind of got turned off. Like, that'll give me a seizure. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah. But I guess Gatchaman will be good if you get the right cast and all to do all the kung fuing and everything.
I see Voltron then combined into one form, Blazing Sword.
That'd be pretty cool, I guess. But I guess a lot of people will make form it with, say, what, it's like another modern day Power Rangers kind of thing. Probably.
Pretty much was. Kind of the forerunners of those type of shows.
Yeah, it was
kind of
like a precursor to that.
Kind of a Sentai show. That's what they call those.
Yeah. Power Rangers have died to me.
Died to me after the first movie.
Yeah, after the original movie, after the first movie here in America, and after the original Mighty Morphin, after that, fuck it. Everything just
went
gay.
In the original, the fighting was pretty corny. But in the newer one I saw some years ago, the fighting was just bad.
Yeah.
You could clearly see they weren't hitting each other. Like, it was like that, like, 2 feet away, and like the person will go flying.
Okay, I want to give you one reason why that doesn't matter. You were 5 years old.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's the end of that. But it could definitely work. I mean, but one thing I want to see from these studios is better advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, Dragon Ball movie. Did anyone see any commercials for that?
I saw one trailer in Paul Blart Mall Cop. There was one trailer for it. That's the only advertisement I had ever seen.
I never saw any TV spots, though.
I've only seen probably like one or two.
The only advertisement I saw was on Cartoon Network occasionally.
Yeah, that's probably the it.
That was the only channel I ever saw it
channel.
On.
Yeah, me too.
Well, all the other channels I watch, you think they put it on some other channels. I mean, Dragon Ball fans have gotten older, and, you know, they watch other channels now.
Yeah.
Of course, the only promotional product I saw was the Dragon Ball PSP game.
There were some toys and figures.
Yeah. I saw some in Walmart. They looked absolutely horrible.
Oh, I didn't see them.
They're trying to make their budget back what? You like our crappy movie, not buy our crappy toys.
Hell no.
Yeah.
PSP game for $40 has 10 characters in it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they had to use the Cybermen as a playable character.
And Ozaru's a playable character.
Who?
Ozaru.
Oh, goddamn.
Hey, he's a playable character.
Yeah, that's what you get for not adding Tien Shinhan and Krillin. Yeah. Just saying.
They didn't add any of the anthropomorphic animals.
Anyway, let's quit talking about this movie, or else it might show up again.
It's going to haunt our dreams.
Yeah, it does that.
It's going to be the new Saw movie.
That's what Jigsaw's going to start using to torture people. Show them the Dragon Ball movie.
Like, you either rip out your eyeballs or you continue to watch this movie. Okay.
Well, anything else?
Well, let's see. I think that's pretty much it.
All right, then.
Yeah, probably about all the ones I can.
Anyway, we're going to take a little break to edit this, and we'll come back with a review of Arcade Gamer Fubuki. As promised, here's our review of Arcade Gamer Fubuki.
Hope you enjoyed our commercial.
Yeah, we didn't have any. The plot summary, I'm going to take this from Anime News Network. Fubuki Sakura Gasaki, I butchered that, I know, is a powerful gamer who, with the power of her passion panties, climbs up the ranks of the BAG, the Best of Arcade Gamer Tournament, to become the best arcade gamer in the world. However, the evil Galactic group is out to conquer the world through said tournament, and their gaming skills will prove to be a challenge. Fubuki must team up with the legendary Mr. Mystery to combat the four gods of gaming and make the world of arcade gaming safe for all. Yes, in case you didn't get that, she's basically playing arcade games for the fate of the world.
What kind of bull BS is that, dude?
Now, I'm going to be fair. I thought this could have been fun. I mean, it could have had a bunch of video game references, as I like video games, and I like anime and anime about video games and tournaments would have appealed to me. But this was just bad. First of all, let's start off with the panty shots. I mean, look at this.
Okay, are you serious?
Yes, that's pretty much how they play arcade games.
Oh man,
on a handstand.
Their skirts are down so everyone can see their panties. Yes, while
I know.
Playing.
Yes, I know. It's just stupid. Yes, and you see many of these panty shots throughout the entire series. I mean, this thing was 4 episodes, but
still,
Jesus, wow. You see like 30 or 40 panty shots an episode.
A lot like Nausicaa Blitz Tactics, but at least that was good.
Yes, and you have a bunch of characters you really don't remember or care about, except for Fubuki and Mr. Mystery, only because he's so freaking creepy. I mean, he somehow knows where Fubuki lives. I mean, how he knows where she lives, I don't know. Why aren't they calling the cops? See, always know where she is at all times.
Wait, so they've never known each other before?
I don't want to spoil it. Actually, I do want to kind of spoil something for you. Basically, it's kind of alluded that this guy may be her father, but he really isn't.
Okay, that would explain something, but...
Yeah, but it's still kind of creepy, though. I mean, this is before the fact that this guy, maybe your father, was revealed. But I guess I shouldn't go on just bad things here. A good thing is, this is actually pretty well animated.
All right.
For 2002, it was well animated. But that's where the compliments stop.
All right.
Jesus Christ, just 4 episodes of this crap. We get the first episode, which is an introduction, which it starts out okay, and then they introduce the passion panties, and it's all downhill from there.
Wait, her what?
Passion panties. Didn't you hear the plot summary? I mean, then we meet one of the chicks from the Galactic Organization. I don't remember her name, and I really don't care. She has a pair of... black passion panties. So we get the cliche villain with the same powers as the hero type thing.
Okay.
Let's see. The second episode is, I guess, the training episode, I guess. Even though there's no training whatsoever.
Required.
But let me rephrase that. I guess that's the token. Girl's powers get stolen for the episode. And she has to get them back. Yes, they go to a hot spring and, you know, they get in there naked or whatever. And she takes off the panties and, of course, they get stolen. The third episode involves them finishing up the regionals where she takes on a Velociraptor.
Wait,
yes, an actual raptor.
A dinosaur?
Yes.
A dinosaur?
Yes, an actual dinosaur.
Why?
Who knows? I mean, they tried to explain this saying that, well, Velociraptors had a really, competitive nature, and if they play video games, they probably play fighting games and be really good at them. Yes, I did a huge facepalm as that was said.
Okay.
And the last episode is just really the final battle where they have to win this massively multiplayer online arcade game called
X.
Yes,
right?
X. Wow. And of course, you know, she wins. She finds out the main villain was her father.
Wait, the guy that did the whole evil organization thing?
Yes, he did it because kids were being influenced by his video games to do evil,
okay.
and that he's gonna take revenge on the world. So some bullshit. Anyway, matter.
Wait, are you sure the her dad's not what's his name? Lawyer guy.
Who
attacks video games?
Oh, Jack Thompson?
Yeah, you sure it's not Jack Thompson?
No, it's not. He actually made video games, so...
Oh, okay.
And he's kind of mad his video games were being used for evil.
Oh, okay.
Like, 2 kids were fighting in an arcade, and they were, like, emulating the game Fighting Vipers 2, which is a Sega game, which I should mention. Sega had a hand in the production. They lended all the footage from their most popular arcade games.
Right.
In fact, that's pretty much what they play in the final round.
All right, nothing but art with Sega?
Yeah, Sega arcade games.
So apparently in this universe, Sega won the console wars and, well...
And Nintendo lost, I guess.
Yeah. And
only in your dreams, Sega.
Yeah.
But luckily the series is over. I guess the series was for the pedophiles out there.
Yeah. Who enjoy your lowly panty shots.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyone who wants to see the opening, it's on YouTube. That should pretty much give you a gist of what the series is about.
All right.
You'll see the constant panty shots and everything, and you pretty much get a feel for what goes on in this series, basically.
All right.
I mean, it's pretty acidine. The dialogue isn't really all that good.
The jokes are kind of lame.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else I should say about this thing, except to just stay away from it at all costs. Right now, according to ANN, it's out of print, but I found a copy on Netflix. Right. You can rent it if you really, really want to see it, but I surely wouldn't recommend it.
I guess you can just see if you want to see, you know, animes that are, you know, you can laugh at because they're just so bad.
I didn't really laugh. I could, by the end of this thing, I could actually taste the barrel of the gun I had put into my mouth. And overall, this is really bad. Central Park Media should be ashamed of themselves for licensing this thing. I've heard that they only licensed this thing because they got this on the cheap, just like a lot of their other series.
All right.
But I guess it's the end of this review. All I have to say is stay the hell away from this thing. It's pretty bad. Never go near it. This is the end of the episode. I'm the Master Taku.
And the Barry.
On behalf of Chupa Thingy and Biohazard, so long and goodbye.
See you guys later.